Inflation made an appearance in government reports this past week. Both wholesale and consumer prices registered bigger increases in February than most economists had expected. And the Federal Reserve took note of rising prices as it notched interest rates up another 0.25%. From Alan Greenspan's Bully Pulpit came this inscrutably ominous statement: pressures on inflation have picked up in recent months, and pricing power is more evident. Brad DeLong is professor of economics at the University of California at Berkeley. In the Clinton administration, he was deputy assistant treasury secretary for economic policy. He joins us from the studios of UC Berkeley School of Journalism. Welcome.
Thank you.
Translate for us. What does the Fed mean when it says pricing power is more evident?
It means that since the collapse of the dot-com bubble in 2000, since the terror attack on the World Trade Center in 2001, for the most part, supply has been outrunning demand. Businesses have been hunting for customers, and because American businesses have been hunting for customers, they have taken what prices the customers say they're willing to pay and met their orders at those prices. What Alan Greenspan is now saying is that he thinks that the economy's shifting from that state into a different state, into a state in which it is purchasers who are more eager to get the goods than producers are to sell them, and in which it becomes much more purchasers asking producers, what prices will you sell things for, than producers asking purchasers, what will they take?
So this is a much bigger deal in the economy than just that oil prices have been rising and presumably working their way throughout the economy.
It is. I think that oil prices are important, but that rising oil prices are one of about three equal factors. You know, a second factor is the fact that our manufacturing capacity has not been expanding over the past 5 years or so. As we've met with foreign competition, businesses have been less willing to invest because of uncertainty, and that as a result there's a prospect for bottlenecks emerging in the economy. Places where people all of a sudden have a lot of pricing power because capacity is limited and everyone wants it. And third, there's the decline in the value of the dollar, right? The fact that the dollar is cheaper against European, although not yet against Asian currencies, and that's also feeding into inflationary pressures.
I'm looking for some good news here. Are prices going down anywhere?
Prices continue to fall in the computer industry. Some estimates are that prices really are falling in healthcare and falling significantly. Falling computer prices are perhaps extremely interesting if you want to buy fancy electronic gadgets for your home or if you want to kind of be a general American consumer. Because one thing that's happened since the year 2000 have been that wholesale and retail trade businesses have finally been able to figure out how to use their computers to keep track of all their inventory. And so there's been a remarkable reduction in the cost of actually shipping things from the factory to the store where you want to buy it and then to you.
What is the outlook for inflation?
I think the outlook for inflation is still quite contained. That is, Alan Greenspan's remarks are the result of his peering into the future, of his thinking not what's the state of the economy now, but what is the state of the economy likely to be in 1, 2, or 3 years. And he sees the possibility of inflationary pressures emerging, but at the moment they're relatively small. And Alan Greenspan in particular, and the whole Federal Reserve in general, they're still scarred by the memory of 1979 to 1982. When it seemed like inflation was getting genuinely out of control, and that as a result the Fed had no choice but to allow or cause a deep recession in order to bring it back into control. The Fed never wants to get into that situation again, which means the Federal Reserve is very likely to try to eliminate inflationary pressures as soon as it sees them coming online. It's seeing them coming online. That means it's going to be raising interest rates further and faster in the near future, which means that any jumps in inflation will probably remain low.
Brad DeLong is a professor of economics at the University of California at Berkeley and research associate of the National Bureau of Economic Research. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's been a great pleasure to be here.